Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome to the 95.3 HLF Morning Show. The publisher of Heiko Lake Magazine and one of the writers, publisher Peter Berry joins us, and Chef Ricky Esto, the guy who somehow, someway managed to put together an article featuring yours truly. Guys, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in. Ricky, I'm going to get to you in a moment. Well, Peter, let me get started with you. How did Heiko Lake Magazine come about? Or how did the transition of the new Heiko Lake Magazine come about?
Well, I retired from writing software a few years ago and was looking for something to do. And one of my favorite magazines, which is Heiko Lake Magazine, they put a post on Facebook and asked for some help. And so I responded. Conversations led to, hey, would you be interested in buying? And of course, so I bought it.
So. Get out of here. You know, there's several things wrong with that. A1 is I retired and started a new career, okay? I got to show you how to retire one of these days. The other thing is your background in publishing was immense. Am I right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely immense. I wrote a few novels and wrote a few kids' books and found that it's absolutely impossible to sell books. Unless your name is Nicholas Sparks, and obviously I'm not.
Right.
And my love for the magazine itself was the real driving thing.
That's great. Find something you love, the money will follow. I'm hoping, and I'm sure you are
yes.
as well. But it's Heiko Lake Magazine, and it's all about Heiko Lake, and it's also all about other communities.
Person County, Caswell County, Halifax County and Danville as well, as you will see across the bottom of our magazine. And that was the reason we did that was my wife and I, we live at the lake, but we shop and dine and so on in all of these other communities.
And all of these other communities also gravitate to Heiko Lake or any other recreational area.
Exactly.
Got it. What's been the most enjoyable part of this experience? What is it that gets you up and gets you going day in, day out?
Talking and meeting people.
Kind of found your approach to putting together a publication very refreshing. You're not into politics, you're not into a whole lot of controversial stuff. That's a positive approach. And one of those things I think we need more of is a positive outlook on life. So,
well, we every time you open up a newspaper or listen to the news, so much of it's negative. So we decided that we wanted to have a publication that was all good. And hence the name of our actual publishing company is Happy Endings Publications, and which makes people laugh. And
that makes me laugh. It doesn't take much for me.
But the idea is that every story has a happy ending. And as you mentioned, there's no politics, there's no religion, and there's nothing controversial because the only things controversial are religion and politics.
Oh, good Lord. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I drive around in a little white car and visit people. That's what I do for
great
fun.
Job. Great work if you can get it. I know your sidekick joining us tonight, Ricky Esso. Ricky came to the studios, I guess, was back in May. And first chance I had to meet Ricky, and we went through, played the so I guess it's always 40 questions, but it may have been 10. It was a good conversation. Ricky, how you been?
I've been good, thank you. I saw you. We did the interview, left here, went to the ER, got out a couple of months later, and I'm better now. So
I am tickled to death. Happy endings here.
That's
it
right.
Was a
that's
happy
right.
Ending, absolutely.
How long have you been writing? And it's not just Ricky, yes, so it's Chef Ricky, so you've got some interest in cooking.
It was an accident. It really was an accident. One of the local places in Roxborough, I do cooking classes at. Somebody that knew Peter, that worked in the same office with Peter, commented to him about the cooking class. And Peter decided to do an article on this particular store. And the lady, Betty, I'm very close to her. She's like a adopted mom to me. Gave me no heads up. I mean, none whatsoever. And what the reason I say that is because in the middle of this article, it said that once a month, Chef Ricky is in here doing a cooking class. And I thought, wow. So I wanted, when you get mentioned in something like that, you want to thank the people. So I reached out to Pete and I said, hey, By the way, I'm the guy that, you know, was mentioned in the article, and I just wanted to thank you for doing that. And Pete wrote me back an email, and he said, well, I haven't met you, but I've talked to some people that know you. I think you should come on board and be a writer. And I thought, really?
I think that's neat also, Peter. You've got a cook that's now a writer. You've got a guy who runs a storage facility here in South Boston's writer. You've got a lot of contributors. Speak to that, and then I'll get...
Sure.
Well, I want different voices, and I want the people...
Students.
The students, yes. But I want different voices, and you touch on the students. We try very hard in each one of the issues to have at least one story by a college student and one by a high school student. And the whole reason there is we want them to have a voice, the younger people to have a voice, and we want them to have a reason to open an adult publication, ha-ha. But the idea is these young people are eventually going to be ruling the world, so I would like them to understand media and how it works and how important it is.
You know, you've used that line before, haven't you?
Yes, once or twice.
Ricky, are you enjoying this?
Absolutely. I think the one thing that I enjoy the most is the connection with people. You can't walk into a place and do a cooking show or a cooking class and have a bunch of people there if you didn't like people. It just wouldn't work very well. Right. So this gives me an opportunity, as I did with you when we sat down, we had a one-on-one, to ask questions, because I learn not just from the answers that are given, but I actually learn from the questions that are asked. And I started out with my first article that I did for Pete, and I fumbled through it. You know, I kind of stumbled through it a little bit, but he gave me the pointers and showed me what needed to be done, but also at the end reinforced the fact that he thought I did a great job. And then yours was the second one, and then I've done a third and a fourth.
Wow, very cool.
So, yeah, I think that one of the things that is a big draw for me is being able to ask questions that I know are going to result in some kind of a positive response that somebody else can maybe apply in their life.
I feel like I've been played. So he was setting me up.
I was setting you up, Nick, yes.
We're speaking this morning with Ricky Esso, Chef Ricky. He is one of the writers for the publication Heiko Lake Magazine, and the magazine's publisher, Peter Berry. Talk about expanding into the area. There's all kinds of stuff going on in Halifax County. There's all kinds of stuff going on, you know, next door in Mecklenburg County, Caswell County, same story, Person County as well. And sometimes, you know, if you're looking for a central clearance house, and I think you guys have put that together. I want to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
Can you guys talk a little bit about the events page?
Well, one of the things we found, my wife and I especially, was when we wanted to find what's going on in our area, it was almost impossible. And you have to look at, you know, dozens of different websites. And, you know, by the time you're finished looking for something to do, you're out of time. So what we're doing is in the magazine, it started out with the previous editor, the previous owner of the magazine. They had a small list of what's going on in the area. And so we expanded on that and have it on our website. And we have about 40 pages on our website where you can look by type of event or area as to what's going on at any particular time between now and the end of the year, and actually out into next year, so you can make some plans on what you're doing.
Ricky, you were telling me earlier that it's kind of easy to submit information.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I go there once a month now to submit either events that I'm involved in or events that I know are coming up. And I'll go on there and it'll say, okay, who's submitting? And I'm like, Pete, you know it's me. It's Ricky. I realize he's not there. So, you know, but yeah, it's very, very easy to submit. You know, the pertinent information is required and a way to contact you, and hit submit and you're
it's
done.
Pretty easy deal. HeikoLakeMagazine.com. How many times is the publishing, you said it's quarterly? Is that
four times a year.
Cool. Good job.
One for each season, basically.
By the way, I want you guys to know that I'm a quick learner, okay? After hearing those questions, I'm asking questions again.
You're doing good.
In a positive manner. Hey, look, we appreciate you coming in. Folks, check them out online, HeikoLakeMagazine.com. The publication is available pretty much everywhere in the area. And you can subscribe? How do they
For free on the website.
Geez, see, I'm getting real good at it.
You can subscribe right on the website. No cost. It'll be mailed directly to you.
Can't beat it. Chef Ricky and Peter, it's a pleasure visiting with you guys, as is always. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.